listening to Easy Way Broadcasting, powered by WTV. We have a fantastic show for you. We're doing it the easy way, baby. And we're giving you the easy way to success. Are you ready to ride with your host, Eric Zuli? Check out his blog at HollywoodGetGuy.com and follow him on Twitter at Eric Zuli. Here he is, the hardest working man in Hollywood, Eric E.Z. Zuli.
Good morning, everybody. All right. Yeah, welcome to another episode of Easy Talk Live, which I'm probably going to change to Easy Way Live because everybody calls it Easy Way Live because we do it the easy way. I'm your host, Eric Easy Zuli. We have an awesome show today. Today we're going to actually start out with the talent time, because we have an amazing talent that's going to be calling in from New York. You heard their music yesterday. You heard their music last week, and they actually are very skilled twins. And their names are Mary and Brianna. And you can follow them on Twitter at MaryandBrianna. And they have a song called Hey Taylor. It's pretty cool. So I'm going to play that song in a second. But first, I'm going to give you guys some news updates on some celebrity news that you might not know of. Gwen Stefani, Red Streak. She has candy canes in her hair. The hairstyle chameleon spiced up her platinum locks for the 25th annual K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas concert in Inglewood, California on December 14th. After previously rocking bold dye jobs, including all over baby pink, bright green, and aqua blue, it's not that much of a surprise the voice judge 45 would find a way to channel a holiday treat. Matching her signature bold red lip and LAMB designer hit, she hit the stage with five rows of bright red hair streaks, which resembled a candy cane like presence on stage. So Gwen Stefani, shout out to you for the holiday spirit. Can't wait to do the show. So before we bring on our guest, we're going to play on the song. It's called Hey Taylor Swift by Mary and Brianna. And then when we come back, we're going to talk to them directly, get a little bit of info and a little story on their life and how it all happened. You're listening to Easy Way Live, Easy Talk Live, and Easy Way Broadcast, and powered by WTV Networks, and we'll be right back.
I won't be invisible, I'll speak low. I am fearless, red, red, red. Everyone has a role model, everyone has someone they look up to, everyone has a I'm
tailor-made for the fast life. Where you play them guitar strings sound so right. I ain't gonna front when you sing it, hit my soul right. Pray to the Lord, we can kick it maybe one night. Saw you at the stop, like my light went red. I'm in trouble, 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 cause you all up in my head. Blue eyes like the sky in the summer, so I wonder. Girl, you're such a stunner and I want you.
Brianna, hey Taylor Swift, and we have them on the show, and you know, we want to say shout outs to Soul Central Magazine, Fan TV, Actors Reporter, Music That Pays Magazine, all of our media affiliates and our media outreach, which may be putting them on their situation when they hear this interview. Mary and Brianna, welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you for having us. We're so excited.
Wow, you guys even talk like twins. That's crazy.
Yeah, interviews get tough.
So how, you guys are 17, right?
Yep.
You're from New York, or you're living in New York currently?
Yeah, we're from New York, born in New York, live in New York.
Cool. And so how old were you when you started learning to play guitar and getting into music?
We were about 12 when we started writing, and Brianna started playing guitar. And around 13, we wrote Hey Taylor Swift. And then we kind of just tweaked it once her Red album came out. We wrote the hook a few years later.
Oh, cool. Okay. Well, if I told you guys I've met Taylor Swift at the American Music Awards, would you go, oh, my God, you met her?
Yeah. Most likely.
Well, you know, we do a lot of fun things the easy way, and welcome to the show. And I think that the song that you guys put together, Hey Taylor Swift, is great. I think you guys have an amazing voice. I think you're beautiful. You have a lot going for you. And thank you to the people. I'm not going to mention who it is, the people that introduced you guys to me. Thank you for all the love that you've been tweeting out to all your fans and what you've been doing. I think you guys are doing amazing. So tell us the story. Tell us the Mary and Brianna story about how it all started, why you're doing it, the song. Talk to us. The time's yours.
Okay. First off, thank you. That was really nice. We love that Twitter. We love being able to just tweet things, and you never know who's going to see it.
Yeah, connect to all of our fans that way. It's awesome.
But
Twitter, baby.
Yeah, it really is. I don't know. We started writing. Well, we've been singing our whole life, and Taylor Swift was a big reason why I started writing. Love Story was the first song I ever learned on guitar. So she was definitely a huge influence, and as she grew, we grew. And then I said, hey, why not write a song for her? She's been such an influence. And then when we wrote it and when it went on YouTube, like, people really went crazy about it. It was awesome. You know, we're not the only ones who love Taylor Swift, obviously. But to get such support on Twitter and YouTube was amazing. And now here we are with you. So it's been an awesome journey.
You guys have over 200,000 views on your video you did on Hey Taylor Swift. I will say this. You guys have a really uniqueness about you, the fact that you are identical twins. You're 17. You haven't even hit 18 yet. You have beautiful voices. And the beauty of social media and the digital wave and the new movement of where the next turn of the corner is going, you guys can make your dreams happen yourself. You know, I'm a self-built public figure. I made everything happen through social media, and you guys are doing it pretty well. And I will tell you this, there's a lot of people, I'm not going to mention names, but a lot of people, if anybody wants to go to my Twitter, click on verified accounts and who's following me, some of the biggest record labels, the biggest movie studios, the biggest people in the entertainment and the business world do follow me. And so when we're done with the show, we are going to be tweeting it out like crazy. If you guys go to theeasyshow.com/podcasts, you'll see more about Mary and Brianna. And so a lot of people are going to be hearing you. So like I said, the time's yours, girls. What do you want to say? Imagine if Clive Davis or Russ Regan, you know, major people are potentially listening to this. What do you want to say to them?
Well, I think one of the most exciting thing about our career is, like, Brianna just keeps writing and writing. We always have a new song coming up. It's endless, and it's so much fun to sing with her all the time. And you know, go into the living room, see that she's writing a new song, and then get to make it with her. It's so exciting.
It's also great to do it together. I honestly think people would really fall in love with our songs and our style because we're very pure. We write very, like, original things. And you can tell that there's a connection. Like, me and Mary, like, you could, like, we're twins, but we're best friends, too. And you can see that when we're on stage. You can hear it when we're singing. And I really think people should definitely give us, like, a chance. Definitely listen to us. We're all over YouTube. Not just Hey Taylor Swift. We have so many songs, and we're just going to keep writing.
We're on iTunes and CD Baby, and our songs, they just keep growing and growing. And it's, like, the more experiences we have, you can tell in the new songs we write. It's so much fun.
And we over the summer, we actually opened for Lee Bryce and Tyler Farr. They're country stars. They're, like, huge. And that was amazing. And they were so nice to us. And they even expressed that we have a future. So we've been just getting such amazing feedback. We feel so blessed. Even, like, to be on this show, to have connected with you through Twitter, it's such a blessing. And we're just so excited to see what the future has in store for us.
Secrets of social media, baby. It's all about social
media.
People that you can meet all over the world. I could tell you stories. But I understand you guys just performed on a big stage recently. You had a big stage performance. I saw it on YouTube. You did some sort of major. What? Talk to us about the last performance you just did.
Yeah, we performed at a local baseball stadium and opened for Lee Bryce and Tyler Farr, country stars. And there's a video on YouTube of our new song, Headlights, and part of the video is us performing that song, opening for Lee Bryce. And it was such a great experience. We got to talk to Lee Bryce and Tyler Farr, and they gave us such great advice and encouragement. It was so much fun.
And it was our biggest crowd. It was 5,000 people.
Yeah.
And it was such a fun experience.
Oh, so that's the event you're talking about, the concert you're talking about, the same. Okay, cool. So if you guys could perform, well, obviously Taylor Swift, but if you could perform and you could star in a movie, if you pick two co-stars, two people to be with you besides Taylor Swift, you know, who would you pick and why?
Well, definitely Ed Sheeran, because we love his music so much. It's so pure, and we love the whole folk pop and, like, no electronics in the back. It's really great.
And you like John Mayer. Mm-hmm. Definitely John Mayer, too. We're very into songwriters.
Yeah, we love the songwriters out there.
All about the songwriters. Actually, I think some of the people in our camp actually helped break John Mayer or something like that.
Wow.
The name sounds very, very familiar. Okay, so talk to us a little. Let's get in a time machine. Let's play back to the future. Talk to us about you know, the stepping stones, the people you've met, and how you've grown your success thus far.
We've actually taken a few trips to Nashville, and that's definitely helped us to see the country stars. And at first we thought we were totally country, and then we actually went to Nashville and people were like, you're more folk pop. So that definitely helped. We met James Owens from Suretone Records, and he was really great, and Corey Wagner from Suretone Records. And they told us that, like, we're more folk pop, and that was just interesting because we thought we were country. So going to Nashville and kind of switching genres was definitely cool.
And it was so exciting to watch because we started out with one of the first songs we recorded was called Prize, and it was for anti-bullying. And right when we put it up on YouTube, we got such a nationwide response, and we were actually invited to go to an anti-bully prevention in Kansas City where we performed for, like, 1,000 people, a full set. And it was really amazing to see all the people there who supported and loved our song that had helped them get through tough times.
Awesome. Do you have any – go ahead. Keep going.
We actually wrote a song 2 years ago for Sandy Hook, Connecticut, called Little Wings. And we were invited to the memorial. And to me, that was the most amazing performance.
Yeah, it was so emotional. It was great to be able to connect with people in the crowd.
Yeah, I'm very into that.
When are you going to write an Easy Way song? I can see that. Hey, Easy
that's
Way.
That's got to come next.
And you know, make sure that you guys. I appreciate the video that you guys did. We actually have that on the easyshow.com/podcast. I want you to do the same thing for Soul Central Magazine and TV. They're on Ruko. They have over 50,000 subscribers. They help talents. They do contests. They're quite a big magazine in the UK and all over the world. They're one of our affiliate partners. So make sure you do a video for them, and we'll see if we can get you on there. And so let's talk movies. Are you guys Spider-Man fans, X-Men fans, Twilight fans?
Oh God, I read the Twilight series 4 times.
That's
really?
That's
Mary.
That is not
Brianna. That's
okay.
My Mary
style. Well, hopefully,
hopefully
you guys stay tuned, because our next guest is actually a Twilight star. He's a very, very good friend of mine. He played one of the wolves. Let's. What characters would you make yourselves if you were in Twilight?
Bella,
because she gets to be with Edward.
Edward, yes, definitely.
Ah, you're Robert Pattinson fans. Okay.
Definitely Robert Pattinson fans. Although I prefer a wolf over a vampire.
We were actually at both Twilight premieres. I've met a lot of the cast.
That's so cool.
Not for a long time, very, very brief time, but, if anybody goes to What You Need TV and searches Twilight, you can see those videos. It was a lot of fun. So what's next? What's up next for you girls?
We have a performance in New York City. It's at a pub across from Madison Square Garden. It's called Tiernanog, and it's a pub, and we're doing a set. We're actually going to meet the director of Nash FM there, and he just wants to hear our stuff and wants to hear us live, so we're really excited for that.
Cool. Well, maybe make sure you tell them you're doing it the easy way. Maybe they'll recognize us and hook you up. No, I'm kidding.
Oh yeah, definitely.
So you guys have a tour planned? You have any sponsors that you want to shout out? Any charities you work with?
We don't have a tour plan. We're kind of just local right now, just playing whatever we can get.
Yeah. After the New Year starts, we're gonna go back to Nashville probably around March to do some shows there, meet some new people.
Okay. Well, is New Orleans close to Texas? I think it's pretty close, right?
Yeah.
We're actually going to be flown out by Domino's Pizza to go to New Orleans to do some stuff. And I know that there's a couple big events that Domino's is doing, so I'll slide a little word in for you guys.
That would be awesome.
What you're doing. And I also suggest to make a little video, video blog specifically targeting people that you want to get to, just like you did Taylor Swift, certain labels, certain people that you might want to talk to, give a little sample of your voice. And when, blogging, the beauty of blogging is a lot of people do follow blogs nowadays. Blogging is the new digital newspaper and the new magazine. And, that's mainly what we do. So we're going to go to a quick commercial break, girls. We got to get paid. And then when we come back, I'm going to let you talk directly to your fans. Anything else that you want to get out? I really appreciate your time. Guys, you're listening to Easy Talk Live on Easy Way Broadcasting, powered by WTV Networks. I'm your crazy host, Easy, the skeleton key of corporate Hollywood, and we'll be right back.
Thank you so much.
Innovation, philanthropy, consciousness, and commerce collide with Hollywood at the 2015 Ascent Expo at the Los Angeles Convention Center on February 27th through March 1st. Get your company, product, idea, or cause exposed at this historic event, featuring beauty, fashion, art, and music on an enormous center stage with 50 electrifying performances, tens of thousands of people, and a star-studded red carpet. Experience an overwhelming flow of potential customers, clients, business partners, collaborators, and investors. Prime exhibitor space and sponsorships are selling fast. Visit AscentExpo.com. That's AscentExpo.com.
All right, guys, we are back. You're listening to Easy Talk Live. We do it the easy way. And we are here with Mary and Brianna, two talented, beautiful girls. They're 17. They want to meet Taylor Swift. That's a lifelong dream. And what would you girls do if you were able to meet Taylor Swift and do a song with her?
Oh, my God.
That would be amazing.
I would faint, probably. Yeah. But then I'd get up and do the song. No, that would be the most amazing thing.
It would be so amazing to do a song with her, just because the experience she has and, like, all the songwriting experience she has. It would be so great to just work with her and learn from her.
Yeah, and so what do you think your first five words would be if you were meeting her? Or would you not be able to talk?
Fiva, you're amazing.
I love you very, very much.
Well, it's obvious that you guys are amazing fans of her, and you know, that's cool that you're using social media to make noise, to make a presence. All right, so let's talk personal. Let's talk personal life. You guys, you have a messy room or a clean room?
Well, my half is clean.
Mine's a little messy.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Favorite food?
Eggplant Parmesan.
Chicken Parmesan.
We're in Italian.
Favorite,
yeah, my mom's a great cook.
Favorite Twilight episode? Favorite Twilight saga?
Oh, which one? Oh, that's so hard.
Breaking Dawn Part
2. Yeah, well, if you read the books, Brianna, it wouldn't be Part 1.
I didn't read the books.
So, now Breaking Dawn.
Oh.
I got them arguing. Favorite... what is it called? I'm not a guitar player, but you know, when you touch certain notes, favorite note to play on guitar.
Chord progression.
Yes, what you said.
Oh, that's interesting. I like the key of D. That's usually the key I write in. But I like I play piano too. So if you when you say chord progressions, I think of piano.
Oh, cool.
Minor,
okay.
Augmented.
You are speaking in another language to me, but those are for all the musicians out there. They're probably like, yeah, I like that chord. Okay, and if you could have any wish besides meeting Taylor Swift, what would you pick and why?
A sold-out tour.
Sold-out
Square Garden, yeah.
Oh, well, your wish has to do with business. I love it. Okay, last question. If you could go back in the future and talk to Mary and Brianna when they were coming up, what would you change? Or what would you tell yourself?
That's interesting.
Huh. I would say, like...
Don't be so... what's the word I'm looking for? What's, like, not
don't
excited.
Be nervous. Be excited. Because I can remember sometimes getting on stage and kind of being really nervous.
Yeah, and don't let all the no's phase you, because...
Yeah, we've gotten a lot of no's.
One yes compares to, like, a million no's, and the yes is always better.
Yeah. I would say keep your head up and keep writing. I would tell myself to keep writing because my songs have definitely progressed.
Well, you know, there's always a yes behind the no's. You're just going to find that yes.
Yeah,
exactly.
All right. Well, so anything that you want to shout out to your fans, your Twitter people, your Facebook, all your supporters, anything in particular, any advice?
First off, thank you.
Yeah, thank you so much. We're so thankful to have such a good, like, supportive fan group. For those who don't know, you can follow us at Mary and Brianna on Twitter, Instagram, and on Facebook. And if you want to get in touch with us, don't be afraid to tweet at us, direct message us. We will always answer.
Yeah, we will always answer.
We love our fans, so feel free to just always reach out to us.
We definitely want
to
get to
questions.
Yeah. We want to get to know you guys, like, just as much.
Oh, that's awesome. And so I'm going to put you on the spot. Let's see how skilled you are as songwriters and off the top musicians. I want you to come up with a freestyle hook for Easy Way here on the show, right here and now.
Right now?
Right now.
We do it the easy way.
Something like that. Okay,
here you go. We do it the easy way with Eric Zule. There you go.
All right, awesome. Well, thanks for being good sports, girls. It was a pleasure having you on the show. I hope you're welcome to tune in to the rest of the show. You guys, Mary and Brianna, follow them at MaryandBriana on Twitter, and same thing for Instagram.
Yep.
Same thing. So Mary and Brianna, follow them. Very talented artists. Just so you know, girls, we do have an event coming up at Paramount Pictures with Steven Spielberg and Oprah. We have another event,
awesome.
As you heard, at the Los Angeles Convention Center. We work with most of the record labels in Los Angeles, in the entertainment industry. We work with a lot of people. So hopefully something ends up you know, coming your guys' way on social media from listening to the show. We really appreciate everything that you're doing, and appreciate all the promotion and the support, because we support you. You're supporting us back. It's been a pleasure. So Mary and Brianna, everybody, you know,
thank you so much. That was amazing. Thank you.
You're welcome. So Mary and Brianna, everybody, guys, we're going to go to a quick commercial break now. And, when we come back, we have my man, Rick Mora from Twilight, and you're listening to Easy Talk Live. We'll be right back.
Easyway Broadcasting is the place to hear everything you need to know about entertainment and business. Now, you can see more about Eric Easy Zuli and all his connections through his online TV network, WTV Network. You can watch the latest videos and read the most up-to-date articles. Keep your eyes on WTV Network to see what's coming in the next few weeks. You'll see the newest web series and original talk shows. Follow Eric at Hollywood It Guy to find out what is new and what is happening in the upcoming weeks. For more information on WTV Network, go to www.thewtv.com.
All right, guys, we are back. And you're listening to Easy Way Live, Easy Talk Live on Easy Way Broadcasting. We got my man Rick Mora, actor extraordinaire. He's a model, actor, producer, everything guy. He's a legend in the Indian community, Cherokee. I don't know if I'm saying it wrong, but everybody loves him, but mainly in that genre. What's up, Rick? How you doing, buddy?
I'm not Cherokee, Mr. Zuli, but yes, okay. I am an Indian community. I will agree with you in that note.
Well, so help me out there. I know you're a Twilight superstar. I know that you're.
Hey. Whoa.
So, what exactly? I don't want the Indian people to hate me and kill me for saying it wrong. What exactly?
I am Yaqui and Apache, but yes, I am definitely very active in the Indian community, and I noticed that you do recognize that, so I appreciate that. Thank you very much.
Yes, sir.
Let me give a big shout out to Mary and Brianna for the Twilight love. I know that you went Team Edward, but I got to give it to you, girls. It's all about King Jacob and Ephraim Black. You know,
I should have asked them that, man. I should have been wolves or vampires. Which one?
Yeah, exactly. We're all about Team Jacob on this side of the phone. But we love the love because, like I tell you, my Twilight story is the actual essence of what having dreams and being in Hollywood is all about. Because you never know what opportunity is going to give you the light that shines you bright. You never know. And, you know, I want to say thank God it was Twilight for me and not a commercial about suppositories or something. So, you know, you just never know. Yeah. But Twilight, mad crazy love, has opened a platform. And I just want to say I love still all my Twilight fans out there. It's stronger today than ever. Mad love to all of you. Mary and Brianna, even though you're Team Edward, I still got love for you.
You know, I actually had your boy Jacob's brother, Mr. Boo Boo Stewart, on my show, my green screen show, and if anybody wants to go check that out, they can go to theeasyshow.com. When you know he just broke and he did his X-Men movie, and lots of things to say. He has some things to say about you, man. No, I'm kidding.
He's a good guy. We've only done like two events together. He's a nice guy. I've met Boo Boo.
So, Rick, man, I know, I mean, we're going in the Twilight conversation, but you've done so many other things. For those of the out there that are under a rock and may not know who Rick Mora is, talk to us from 2012 to 2015.
Jeez.
You know, come on, let's start letting everybody know what it is, what you do. I don't have a bio in front of me. Otherwise, I would have read it.
It's all good. Hey, you know, all I got to say is, first of all, a big shout out to you because you've managed to last in this business. This is very, very cutthroat and very, very difficult to have longevity. So congrats to you for keeping it real, keeping the easy way alive. I follow you. I'm a fan. We haven't been kicking it for a little while. It's been a couple years, and so a lot has happened.
Hey, do you remember? Do you remember when I did the cover of Biz Magazine? You were there for that launch.
I do. I was there for that launch, the Biz Magazine. In fact, did you notice the picture that I put up of us doing this interview was back when it was your birthday.
Yes, sir.
It was your birthday that night.
Damn, we've known each other for close to seven years, huh?
It's been a minute, buddy. It's been a minute. In that minute, I've been experiencing that adventure that happens when, like you said to the girls, that you know that you, when you create something and you stick with it and you don't give up and you give it life, that things start to grow. So. You know, I've been trying to be that kind of person where I've been planting seeds, I've been watering them, and God has blessed me, and they are starting to grow. I got a new feature coming out in February, a big one. It's called Little Boy. with Kevin James, Emily Watson, Michael Rapaport, Tom Wilkinson, Ben Chaplin, David Henry, and 10 more A-list actors. It's a big
Dang!
Film. It's a,
for those of you out there that don't know who Kevin James is, think Adam Sandler, Kevin James. He's got a TV show, big kind of white guy. That's big time right there. I recognize one of those names.
Yeah, my theme. What, only one? Come on, you're not a Tom Wilkinson fan? You don't like Michael Rapaport? Love those guys. Those are some heavy hitters.
Probably huge.
Yeah, you would if you saw the face. Put it this way. These are faces that you see all the time. You just got to put the name to the face. But
yeah,
it's a big movie. It's a big budget movie. It was shot in it was shot where they shot Titanic. It's the director, Alejandro Monteverde, just signed a big deal with CAA. His wife is Ali Landry. She is also in the movie. It's a big film. Mark Burnett just picked it up. So we're looking at a February release.
Oh, I recognize that name. Mark Burnett picked it up? Dang.
Yes, Mark Burnett picked it up. It's a $20 million picture. So, like, it definitely had the investment potential to go big, and it's going exactly where it needs to go. It was produced by a Spanish production company, so it's going to be in multiple languages. It's gonna have that bigger impact, hopefully, than just a regular theatrical release locally here. It's actually going to go all over, which we love.
Wow, so that
sounds, we really love. Yeah,
that definitely sounds like something we need to get the inside in and start blogging with you, because you know where I'm that inside celebrity blogger. So we're gonna be emailing back and forth on that one.
It's a good one. And then I have a horror film coming out that same month, February, called Savaged. And just as beautiful as the message of Little Boy is about family, I forgot to say, Little Boy is a family drama, which means it's the first movie that I've done that you can take your kids to go see. To me, that's huge. That's a milestone.
Yeah.
Right there. I finally stepped into some content that you can share with the entire family. Because even Twilight, you have to kind of be a little bit older. But this one, it's for the kids too. The Savage, on the other hand, is the complete opposite. It is one of the most horrendously gory, insanely brutal, amazingly violent horror film, which is good for all you horror fans. But it does have a native theme, and it does have the lead chief in the film is my good friend Joseph Running Fox, and it's a good one, man. I'm telling you, you're gonna like The Savage. If you like horror films, you're gonna like this Savage. It's brutal. It's a brutal, brutal film.
Well, congrats, man. I'm probably okay. Yo, keep going. I'll shut up.
No. I'm just trying to give you the rundown of what's been going on. I've done, I've got a couple of episodes out. I just booked another feature to be shooting in January, which I can't say yet until we sign that contract. It's a big one too. Another big feature, big star. I got a book. I got a spiritual team that I work with, and we put together a book called The Codex of Awakening, which is meant to help each individual align with their soul purpose and the core elements of why they are here on Earth, helping them attach meaning to their path in life. It's a beautiful, beautiful collection of stories from deceased celebrities who had wanted to share their last messages. It's everyone from Tupac to Johnny Cash, from Heath Ledger to Jim Morrison, from Steve Jobs to Gandhi. We're talking like a huge amount of content, but all written in the words of these individuals, and all with a special message to help people connect with their true path in life. With that being said, it started a movement on my Facebook. It started the Codex of Awakening, blew up, and now it has a huge fan base. We have a lot of interactive content, and it's led to the fact that I now am starting a movement of motivational speaking. I'll be appearing in Sydney, Australia at the Festival of Dreams in September, headlining a spiritual convention. I'll be in New Zealand in June, doing the same thing, and also working the Comic-Con circuit. Man, it is just blowing up around me. I can't even keep up, Eric. I can't even keep up, man.
Congrats, man. Well, the easy way sounds like we're walking on a similar path, especially in the motivational speaking world. If you heard our commercial, the Ascend Expo is a 3-day tour pretty much at the Los Angeles Convention Center for culture, creatives, business people who are trying to make a difference. And, maybe we'll have to definitely talk a little bit about that behind the scenes. But what keeps you motivated, Rick, to being such a superstar?
You know, I hate to put superstar in anything. You know what keeps me motivated? The pure pleasure and the needs of people that I meet or that come across my life. Whether it be spiritual, whether it be inspirational, you know, I take it very seriously being a very prominent figure in the Native community. I find that my place provides inspiration to children who have the dream. The ideas of being successful and Native American are real. I am inspired by the light, man. That's what keeps me going. That beautiful thing inside of us. It's got me hooked. I'm addicted.
Great answer. Okay, so let's paint a picture here. You're walking a carpet. You're thinking back to the biggest red carpet that you've ever walked. Tell us a story. Tell us something unique that's happened. Because, I mean, we got people all over the world that are listening to this show, and they're going to be watching the blogs that we put out, and they want to be you. They want to be in your shoes. You know, it's always
nobody.
Fun to hear the Hollywood stories, you know?
Nobody wants to be me, man. I wouldn't wish that on anybody. But I want to tell you, I'm going to say the most impactful red carpet experience was the very first red carpet that I did. I want to say the story is fear. Like, people don't realize that's a no-joke situation right there. And you have to be on, and you have to be ready, and you can't question what you're going to say. You can't question where you look. You can't question your facial movements. You're being recorded. You're being monitored. You're being observed. It is a powerful, powerful rush that you experience when you go down that red carpet. And the bigger the carpet, the bigger the rush. And, you know, truly one of the most amazing carpets I did do was for a campaign that came out of Twilight with my Native warriors called Be the Shift. And Be the Shift had an amazing, amazing red carpet because it was genuinely about, it was really about the person and their contribution to awareness. And so anytime you go on a red carpet, you know, the reality is the piece of you you're sharing is what you want people to learn from you and what you want people to find interesting in what you are providing for them with information. And I always make sure I'm aligning myself with a wonderful charitable group. I'm always focused on giving back and spreading a message of giving. And so, I mean, that's kind of the story I'd write for that, of the canvas I'd paint for the red carpet, is knowing that, you know, that there's a power out there greater than you and that you are just trying to help it move along, you know, and help progress the awareness, because a lot of people don't realize there's a lot out there they need to be conscious of.
What do you think it is that's keeping you so down to earth? Because I know you personally, I'm proud to call you a friend. You've been in this game for a real long time. Now it sounds like you've definitely advanced, stepped your game up. You're doing some featured films, some pretty good mainstream level projects. Yet, you know, you're still keeping in touch with your friends. You're still trying to keep in touch with your fans. You know, what do you think is keeping you humble? Because I know a lot of people that have forgot about what's important.
First, I always like to say, yes, we are friends, and we do go way back. And we do have in front of the camera talk, and we do have behind the camera talk. So I always want to let you know that you're good in my book, brother. You are. And what keeps me humble, man, is the fact that, you know, I just appreciate and enjoy those who take the time to say that, you know, I've motivated them or that I've moved them in some way. I am no better than anybody. I've been given a platform, a blessing. God has blessed me, and I feel it's my rightful obligation to give that warmth back. You know, I've been made to feel so warm and accepted and put on a pedestal, and when in reality I'm only on that pedestal because of the people that put me there. I am just so honored that I've been able to share a piece of me that people enjoy. And I always say, you know, I make it a point to answer every email, even if it's a smiley face or a thank you for your kind words. I make sure I acknowledge everybody because, you know, they're the reason why I am where I am today. That keeps me humble, man. It really does.
All right. I'm going to invite you to an event that I actually just received the actual direct information right now. You know who Sam Sarpong is, right?
I know Sam.
Yeah, Sam.
I do.
Sam's my boy. He's one of the celebrities that are in our network. He's one of our celebrity hosts. He's a brother from another mother. So anyway, this is an invite I just got. Chosen One Entertainment and Group Ryan IXBay, I hope I'm saying the right, Productions, invite you to an exclusive party screening of the trailer for the 15-year-in-the-making documentary television series Sam Sarpong's Life of an Entertainer. I'm proud to say I'm actually in that series. I'm actually going to be hosting and with him and introducing him for this event. And it's going to be an amazing red carpet. It's also his birthday. So if you know him, you're his friend, you can't say no because he's going to pull the birthday card. I'm going to pull the birthday card. So hopefully you can make it tomorrow, man. I'm going to shoot you an email. And then we'll come bring it back on the show. We'll talk about how much fun we have. So 2015, what's coming up next for you?
I want to take over the world. But
you said that incorrectly. You want to take over the world
the easy way.
Yes, sir. Okay, go ahead. Keep talking.
You know what? I said I'm not allowed to have a plan because every time I have a plan, it comes in and just redesigns the plan. I'm just going to, keep it real, stay focused, stay humble, keep studying my divine messages and, stay true to this platform that I've been so blessed to be able to have, So I said, I'm going to have a lot of speaking tours. I'm going to be having, I have 3 more books to release next year. I am so active with my child advocacy organizations. It's huge to me. This weekend I am doing 3,000 families on the Santa Monica Pier. We are giving 3,000 underprivileged families probably the only Christmas they'll ever have. A full day on the pier, all food, story time, Santa's gifts, and that is with the Heartfelt Foundation. So I'm very excited to be a part of this beautiful organization that gives back to families in need. I'm going to be really working hard to establish my own 501(c) next year so I can start developing a program to help the people that I want to start helping that are in my control to help. Right now I basically join forces with a lot of other people that are very focused on giving back, and I team up with them. And now I think I'm ready to take on my own adventure and see what change I can make myself. I'm really looking forward to that opportunity.
Let me hop in there real quick. We're definitely going to have to talk about that because, the easy way is to create a stop tour to help stop the nonsense in general. It's a tour to help bring Hollywood and corporate to these nonprofit situations, help bring funding, awareness. We did a big launch a couple months ago. It was a tremendous success. And then I'm also, Easy Way is also the creator of Hollywood Unites, which is, we get everybody in Hollywood to unite together for a disaster or a good cause. We started out with Red Cross. And so we're definitely going to have to talk a little bit about that because we are very nonprofit oriented. We work with over 27 different nonprofits.
We talk the same language, brother. It seems like
yes,
we're doing
we do.
The same thing. We walk in the same path. I'd love to hear it. I think I was with you on that Red Cross or event as well too.
It was at Highlands. It was my birthday,
yes.
And it was a 45-foot red carpet. You were there. You were there supporting.
Yes.
And
yes, I was.
It was.
Yes, I was.
Great little launch. So, hey, I'm going to bring somebody in. He just popped in here. I'm actually going to bring somebody in. He's also going to be the person writing the story, which goes out to all of our magazines and blogs and everything that we do with our media outreaching. His name is Dante Obligation. And he's also the vice president of Easy Way Broadcast now. Dante Obligation, meet my boy Rick Mora. Rick Mora, meet Dante Obligation.
What's up,
Rick,
Dante?
How you doing, man? How's it going, Rick?
It's going good, man. Trying to stay positive.
You're a photographer, Rick. You've worked with Omar Alberto, Carlos Reynosa, Cliff Watts, Matthew Rolfson, but you have been shooting yourself. My question is, were you shooting before you met those photographers? And if you were not, have they influenced your photography in any way?
Wow, that's a good, that's a nice question, Dante. Actually, I was a photographer way before I even started in this business. I think it started back when I was a kid. I was my annual staff photographer for my high school yearbook. When I got into modeling, that's when I met the big dogs. And I was not actually shooting. I was, I was being the model for these amazing artists. And I can't deny that it's not inspirational to work with some of the greatest photographers. And then, but at the same time, I realized that I was more geared towards shooting landscapes. And I've been so blessed to work all over the world that became my focus, shooting nature. So yes, they were inspirational, but it didn't motivate me to go and shoot people. It put me more in touch with nature. I don't know if that makes sense. Only because all the places we would shoot were amazing. I mean, you know,
right.
Beyond amazing.
You lived in Crescent City till you were about 7 years old. I'm sure you saw a lot of landscapes when you were out there. Did that give you an initial vision for what you wanted to shoot when you started shooting?
I can't deny that it didn't have some type of impact, man. I grew up on a farm with no electricity, no plumbing. I had the spawn of the saltwater to freshwater trout in my front yard, and I had the forest in my backyard. I can honestly have to say that just that alone was definitely very impactive on what I saw as something that I'd like to shoot in a vision.
You have three books coming out next year. Can you tell a little bit about the three books that are coming out next year?
Well, we have right now we have The Codex of Awakening, which is out. I am working on an entertaining, somewhat fictional biography of the life of Rick Mora dating in Hollywood, which is going to be called To Venus and Back, given, you know, Venus, the goddess of love. And then we've been developing with my team a book that summarizes the many different techniques that one could utilize in order to connect with their inner source, their inner power, and that's going to be called Code. So, yes, we are definitely excited about bringing this literature to the platform. It definitely, I'm hoping, is going to entertain and move lives, you know, and hopefully create ideas and incentives for people to go out and do things for others as well.
Hey, let me hop in here real quick because I got your bio open. I want to encourage everybody that's listening to the show to go to Rick Mora. It's RickMora.com. Follow him at Native Rick Mora on Facebook, Native Rick Mora on Twitter. So this is a little bit about Rick.
Native Rick Mora on Instagram.
And Native Rick Mora on Instagram. Well, that doesn't say – it doesn't say that on your website, so you better update your stuff.
I just started my Instagram, that's why.
So because Rick Mora is a humble person, we're going to go ahead and let you guys know a little bit more about Rick. This is what's going on. Returning to civilization for an education by socialized America, I acquired – and this is from his bio on his website – I acquired a bachelor's degree from California State University, Northridge. After college, I was encouraged by a friend to meet his modeling agent. My life would never be the same. It was legendary male supermodel agent Omar Alberto's idea to try the native man in the modeling business. Having successfully shot with great photographers like Carlos, and help me if I'm wrong here on anyone, Reynosa, Cliff.
Yep.
Cliff Watts, Matthew Ralston allowed me to access to American and European commercial in the modeling market. I was then booked by great commercial and print accounts like Toyota, Wilson Leather, Anson's Germany. Small spots in television, film, and voice soon followed. Auditioning and not landing roles with Disney, Jungle Book, and Mel Gibson. Apocalypto. By the way.
Yeah.
The star of that movie is a good friend of mine. I can't remember his name, though, but shout-outs to him.
Rudy Youngblood.
Rudy Youngblood.
Yeah.
Yep. I was actually just on the phone with him a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, he's
so,
my boy.
Apocalypto were just a few inspirations that kept me going till landing a small scene in the blockbuster movie Twilight as Native number one, Jacob's Black's great-grandfather, Ephraim Black, leader of the original werewolf tribe. Life has never been the same since. Fast forward today, current commercials accounts have included Union Bank, Wells Fargo, Kauf Beer, Bell Meat, B-E-L-L Meat. I have completed production on Yellow Rock with Michael Bean, B-I-E.
You don't know who he is. You got it. Michael Bean is John Connor from Terminator.
I know. I'm just kidding. I just want to make sure you knew who he was. James Russo and the Spears Brothers. Yellow Rock has received 18 film awards and has acquired worldwide distribution for 2013. The Dead and the Damned has been very well received with worldwide distribution, placement in Redbox, as well as the national chain's Little Boy. Finally, has been released on the date of 2014, starring Kevin James, Emily Watson, Michael Rappaport, Ben Chaplin, along with 10 more A-list actors. I play Kid Falcon opposite Ben Chaplin, currently producing hosting a docuseries called Native American, and have released the first book in the series of literature geared towards helping people find their soul's purpose. I am the voice of young Turok alongside Irene Bedard and Adam Beach.
Bedard,
thank you, and Adam Beach in the animated feature Turok, Son of Stone. I have the Rick Mora posters and print available from the Rick Mora store. And you have a Rick Mora store?
Yes, sir, I do.
Well, we got to make sure we tell our fans about that. What do they do? Go to your website?
Yep, and it's at store.
You click on store. Oh, thank you for pointing that obvious part out. And so Rick Mora store, and have been featured in 2009 and 2011 Native American men's calendars. Yes, you're a very big model, and we, you know, if the girls got to go check you with your shirt out. With the numerous magazine covers, interviews, and growing popularity of the Native culture has led me to LA Talk Radio's Combat Radio as a regular guest host. Oh, you're on LA Talk Radio. Okay, we're going to have to talk about that. And you've never asked me to be on the show. I get it. All right, cool. The music video and Agnes Carlson? Has hit over 5.2 million views and is still growing.
Much more. Yeah, it's big. It's like, got to get 10 million now, I think.
See, I'm keeping you on your toes, man. Go update your stuff.
Yeah.
Views and still growing, and my web presence and social network is exploding with the worldwide fan base. I'm very proud to be an ambassador of the Red Crystal Gala and E. Joyce Thompson's charity to support abused women and victims of sexual assault on the reservation. I'm also on board Bonnie Jill Laughlin's Hounds and Heroes, an amazing celebrity canine support awareness team for the military veterans. Finally, I was asked to be a host and presenter for the Artivist Film Festival 2012, Red Nation Film Festival 2012 and 2013, and the Echo Convention's Green Living Stage 2012. I am a visionary committed to bringing my dreams in reality. Rank more. I had to put it all out there, man. I got you.
You know, I got to rewrite that bio. That's outdated. It doesn't mention my 18 romance novel covers. It doesn't mention the two shows that I'm now producing. One a docuseries. It does a little bit, the docuseries, and then I also have a reality show that I'm producing this year as well. Good stuff, buddy.
There you go. Good stuff, man. Well, Easy Way is keeping you on your toes, because just so you know, bloggers will go on your website, grab your bio, and blog that. So if you want, you might want to get on there today and update it. And thank Easy Way for pointing that out. But hey, congratulations
on
all your success. You're welcome, Rick. Congratulations on all your success. Dante is the one that's going to be actually. You know, Dante can rewrite your bio, believe it or not. You know, he'll pull things out you didn't even know you had.
I don't know. There's so much on me now. I can't even keep up with me.
But you know, it's a blessing to see my friends excel do what you do. So let's talk a little about social media, because I know we had this conversation. How has social media helped progress your career?
It's an interesting concept to put into place, because a lot of people, I think, have a misguided or misunderstood idea about social media. Social media has become my best friend, but it's done in a way that where I'm not being. It's not me that's making it happen. It's what I've created. It's the idea of what I represent. It's allowing people to have access to information they probably would not have ever been able to have access to, and makes it able for them to share it amongst their community and amongst their friends. I think, man. I probably wouldn't be here as much as I am if I didn't have the network that has been built around my brand. I have fan bases in five continents, multiple languages, German, Swedish, Italian, Portuguese, French. I have a huge amount of love from all over the world, China. And what is the beauty is it's not me that's sharing like I might share the information or people I work with, like you. Let's say that you and I, you post on my site that it was a great meeting with you today, and that my fans just pick it up and take it all over the world. I don't even have to promote anything anymore because people are so passionate about the information like you do and like I do. People are passionate to share the things that the people you talk to like they are the people that I talk to. And I think it's an amazing blessing when you get a good handle on it, like you. And we've started, you know, from back in the days when this social media thing wasn't as powerful, but yet we both had an idea that it was going to be powerful. So I want to give you big compliments for managing your numbers very well. And in the same frame, I'm very, 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 very blessed and thankful and grateful for all those people out there that have made my life a part of their life. That's what social media does, man.
Well, thank you, Rick. It was well said. I'm going to go ahead and we have a caller. Actually, I'm sorry if I mispronounced his name, but it's Something Focus Radio. He's the owner of Something Focus Radio. Boss Hogg, am I saying that correctly?
Yes, sir. What's up? Eric Zulay. This is Boss Hogg with Soul Focus Radio. Big shout out to my man LVS over there at Soul Central Magazine. You know what I'm saying? Go global or stay local.
Oh, you're an affiliate of one of our affiliate partners, Soul Central Magazine. Well, hey, welcome to the show, man. I appreciate you tuning in. We have Rick Mora, who's an actor, a producer, director. We have our vice president of our company, Dante Obligation. Have you been listening to the show, or are you just tuning in?
Oh, yeah. No, definitely. I've been checking it out, man. I love what Rick Mora has to say. You know what I'm saying? Inspiring everybody, all of the activist work that you do out here. We definitely need more people like you, especially, you know what I'm saying, in the industry that's, you know, actually keeping their 10 toes to the ground and putting in work to uplift the community. So I respect and salute you for that. Shout out to your girl Mary and Brianna that you had on earlier, you know what I'm saying? Hopefully we can link up and get them in rotation over there at Soul Focus Radio. And I look forward to, you know, building a relationship with you, Eric Zulay.
Oh, thank you, man. I really appreciate that. So real briefly, we can't take up too much time, but tell us a little bit about Soul Focus Radio. Plug your stuff.
Soul Focus Radio. Make sure y'all check us out on Twitter at Soul Focus Radio, spelled exactly like it sounds. You can check us out at soulfocusradio.biz. We basically an artist promotion and marketing company, and we use the platforms of our online radio show as well as our web blog. Like you said, that's one of the biggest ways to keep in contact with the, you know, people with social media being so important nowadays. So anybody interested in, you know what I'm saying, linking up, getting extra promotion, or, you know what I'm saying, linking up with us and just connecting some dots, make sure you check us out. And I'm going to be a dedicated listener and follower of what you got going on. Like I said, shout out to LVS for bringing this to my awareness.
Oh, thank you, man. Really appreciate it. Well, thank you for tuning in. You can follow me at Eric Zulay or Easy Way Broadcast on Twitter. Fans page, same thing, Easy Way Broadcasting. And hopefully you enjoy next week's show. Appreciate the time.
Yeah, I've been there and done that. I'm so focused, man.
Love it. All right, well, thank you so much. So Rick, Dante.
Yo.
I'm going to ask you the same question I asked Mary and Brianna. And Dante, if you want to hop in there, I'm curious on your thing too. So, Rick, if you were to go back in time, if you had a time machine, if you go back in time and talk to Rick 10 years from now, 5 years, 20 years, what would you tell Rick and or what would you change? Would you tell us what's going on?
Yeah, well, I don't think I would change. That's a tough question, man, because if I knew what was going to happen to me today, I would tell myself to do things to put myself in a better situation today.
Bingo, yeah. But so what type of things would you tell yourself?
Well, I mean, you know, tapping into social media more disciplined earlier on, establishing the idea of what I was going to do and who I was going to become. I mean, yeah, you know, I wouldn't change a thing. I feel very humbled and very satisfied with where I've ended up today. So I would just basically keep telling myself, don't give up. Believe in yourself.
Stay focused.
And stay focused and thank God every day that you have the ability to take a breath and to experience the light.
Okay,
I completely agree.
Great answer. Dante, take it real quick. I'm going to go ahead and grab some of the callers while you talk to Rick.
Rick, children's charities. When did you start getting involved in children's charities? You've been involved in children's photos, weddings, and other things involving children, but now you're involved in children's charities and multiple children's charities. When did you get started with that?
You know, it's always been a seed within my soul. You know, I grew up from a single mom. I have a brother. I was always taking care of my brother. I know the importance of surviving family trauma and the circumstances that are not within your control. So I've always been very conscious on what was I going to do to be able to help others get through those possible situations that they're experiencing today, the way that I did when I was young. I didn't really have anybody to look up to. I didn't have anywhere to go. I know my mom did the Boys and Girls Club of America. She tried to have someone come in and be a role model, and which was an awesome opportunity. But it's always made me very conscious that there are children out there that are suffering circumstances that are not in their control. And so that's always been a priority in my life, and to at least be somewhat of a something for somebody. Does that make sense? Something for somebody. So it's always been that, man, since day one.
Also, who were some of your initial inspirations when you were young growing up before you got into the industry?
Oh, who were my inspirations other than my mom? You know,
who were some of your theatrical inspirations when you were a kid? We all look at somebody on television in the movies and we go, wow, you know, I'd like to be Clint Eastwood someday. I'd like to do a scene with Louis Gossett Jr. someday.
I remember the day I fell in love with the idea of being an actor was when I watched The Champ with Ricky Schroeder.
Ricky Schroeder, when he played a little kid. What a movie. Wow.
Man, when he cried when the champ died, it was just like, man, that was some seriously, seriously good stuff right there. And I was a child watching that, so I was so moved as a child. Here I am. I'm moved. This little boy has moved me, and he's my same age. That's when I got the idea. And it was really cool because I got to honor Ricky Schroeder 2 years ago, and I told the story on stage on how I discovered who I was, Ricky, because of you. And it was so
humble. Love that. You know, you picked a classic. That's one of the best scenes I've ever seen in motion pictures for a kid, really. It really is. I mean, you picked a classic scene.
Yeah, that hooked me, man.
Very moving. I believe, wasn't John Voight in that film?
What's up?
Didn't John Voight star in that film?
I think so. Young John Voight, too. But, I mean, just Ricky Schroeder just killed it. I was like, man.
Yes, he did. You know, and to see him on the TV series that he played on was so opposite that character. That when he,
Silver Spoons? Opposite.
When he portrayed that crying scene, it was such the opposite of Silver Spoons. I think it really grabbed us all and just turned us because we weren't expecting it.
No.
I'm going
to
chime in real quick, guys. I'm back. So, Rick, are you known in the U.K.?
I have some fans, my good man. I'm sending packages to the U.K.
Well, we are doing Easy Way U.K. compliments of Soul Central Magazine and Genesis Radio Birmingham. As you know, Birmingham is a very big area out there. And so what we are actually doing now is all of our shows we are actually going to be syndicating to Genesis Radio Birmingham, which is FM station out there, as well as podcasts. If anybody wants to check them out, you can go to genesisradiobirmingham.com. So talk to the UK fans, man, because this is going to be going out to the UK. Anything that they might want to know, because we're going to have to wrap this up real quick, go to our next segment. Even though I don't want to tell a superstar like you, we got to wrap it up. You never do that. That's a no-no, but I have to. I'm sorry.
It's all good. It's all good, brother. And, you just got to let me know that UK information, and I'll definitely give you some shout-outs. I'll definitely spread the word.
Definitely. I'm going to send you an email, man. We're going to blog it out like crazy, and we're going to talk off-air on a lot of things because I'm going to capture you now that I've talked to you. I use my media to get a hold of you. I use the power of the media. I got Rick Mora. I'm proud to tell your friend, man. Hopefully you can come hang with us tomorrow at Sam's event. Last final words, family, friends, what do you want to say?
I want to say thank you, Easy, for this opportunity. It's been wonderful to talk to you again. I want to say happy Hanukkah to all my Jewish brethren out there enjoying the third day of Hanukkah. Merry Christmas to all my Christmas family. I want to say, make it a point this year to do something good for somebody else. And do your best to make change. We got a lot of craziness going on in the world, and we just need people to be grounded and stable with their thoughts and praying for everybody these days because a lot of prayers are needed out there.
All right, man. I appreciate it. So Rick, and final words, say it with conviction. You're Rick Moore, and you're doing it. What?
The easy way.
All together, man. All together. Your name, and you're doing it what?
I'm Rick Moore, and I'm doing it the easy way.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. All right, guys. So that was Rick Moore, the native extraordinaire motivational speaking actor, director, producer, author. Goes on and on and on, doing it the easy way. I hope you guys enjoyed that segment. So we're going to go to another quick commercial break. And when we come back, the next segment is Hard Work Pays Off. We're going to be recognizing an individual I've known for years who's been behind the scenes doing the event planning on a lot of big events, and she often does not get the recognition that she deserves. This time she's going to get it here on Easy Talk Live and the Easy Show. Rick Moore, thank you so much for your time, man. Hopefully you can stay tuned in. If not, hopefully we see you tomorrow.
Peace out, Easy.
Thank you, sir.
Easy.
All right, guys, you're listening to Easy Way Live, Easy Talk Live on Easy Way Broadcast, and powered by WTV Network, syndicated to Genesis Radio Birmingham, Soul Central Magazine, Fan TV, Actors Reporter, Music That Pays, and many, many other sources. So we're going to go to a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to go to Hard Work Pays Off. Hope you're enjoying the show.
Do you want a stronger internet presence and social media following for you or your business? Eric Easyzuli and his company, Easy Way Entertainment, can help you get discovered. Go to www.easywaybroadcasting.com for prices and packages that can help you take control
of your marketing exposure. All right, guys, so check this out. We are going to go to Hard Work Pays Off, and we have a friend of mine who I've known for a long time. She's been involved with the Multicultural Motion Picture Association for years and years and years. She's been the backbone of a lot of things that I've seen, and I'm speaking from what I've visually seen, what I've experienced, and what we're going to start doing, guys, is we're going to start recognizing those people that deserve the recognition that a lot of times they just don't necessarily get because they're working so hard they don't even ask for it. So, guys, we have Cheryl Jones on the show. Cheryl Jones, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Easy. Thank you so much for acknowledging me. And thank you so much for creating the Easy Way. It's something something that we've needed for a long time was that personal touch of media. I love what I do, aiding the organizations doing their functions, and my role is to implement, coordinate, and just be a girl Friday. I started out just as a volunteer with various things in the industry. I'm not part of the industry, but I love the industry. I love what you guys have to give back, and I love that you give back to the people, you give back to the communities, and I love being part of that. I do you have any questions for me? Because it's just
I'm just letting you go until I get my turn in.
Just a love and a drive that I have. I watched you and your father create Easy Way from the ground up, which was a great inception to me, and I fell in love with your cause. So by me falling in love with your cause, it made me be more dynamic and more interested in seeing how I could make it easy, alleviate some of the pressures that go along with being a celebrity in the entertainment field. So I pretty much am like a girl Friday for whatever is needed, from a Band-Aid to, let's see, transportation, or just greeting and meeting people, making everybody feel at home and relaxed, and just an easy atmosphere.
No, definitely, Cheryl. And so your name is Cheryl Jones. You've been involved with the...
My name is Cheryl Jones, and everybody in the industry calls me SJ. I'm known as SJ, and it's just been great. I've worked with the MMPA probably about 8 years now. I've seen many people come and be awarded and acknowledged for the work that they do that sometimes is overlooked in the mass media because it's so vacuous. So I like the smaller personal things that you have brought. You made it more easier because I always thought people in Hollywood were unapproachable. And you guys turn out to be regular people.
Yeah, we everybody should be a regular person. I mean, just because people get different opportunities than others doesn't mean they should treat anybody any different. So I want to point out now, not to say that there's fires and there's problems in any of the events that MMPA does or anybody does, but I want to point out to the fans, to people, what behind the scenes really goes on. And what you have done to fix a lot of those things. And so talk to us a little bit about some of the fires that you put out, some of the things that you've done, what you've handled. We're very real on the show.
Well, let's give our instances. There are some events when, you have other suppliers and people that are involved, there's always going to be a hitch. Well, I'm that hitch fixer. If flowers don't arrive, if the stage is not there, I have to get on the phone and try to find out where we can get a stage. If a backdrop is not there, I have to call on people like your father, Mr. Zuli Sr., to aid me in trying to get last-minute things. I have performers that don't come. I have acts that were not on the schedule. I have glitches with the event places where there's a problem with contracts being signed. I am the Girl Friday. I put out all fires throughout whatever event is going on, from water on the floor to door prizes or gift bags, the receiving, the doing the gift bags, the setting up, supervising, coordinating. I'm just kind of everywhere all the time. Last night we had a beautiful event, the Hollywood Christmas Toy Drive. However, if anything could go wrong, it went wrong. Truck broke down. We couldn't get our stage. We kept waiting for the stage to arrive that was on the way that never, ever got there. So I had to talk to the performers and explain to them to be very careful. We had to makeshift, come up with different ideas. I have to always be thinking out of the box, because from A to Z, anything can happen in this business, in this industry. You know, just like they rewrite scripts, they rewrite events. And it can be at the last minute. But I have to cover that. I have to make sure that the public does not know that we had any type of issue going on during the event. But I handle from negotiations with the proprietors of the place that we hold the events, to making sure that everybody is in place where they need to be, when they need to be, how it needs to be, and just I could just go on and on, Eric, about what I cover or whatever. But just whatever it is, I call myself that Girl Friday.
Yeah, and we want to give a shout-out to our partner, CMT Solutions, Casey Thomas. She was involved in that event, and, she actually brought NBC to the table, over five different A-listers. She brought gift raffle type things and food, and she brought a lot of things to the table, so we want to give her recognition and respect.
She is very, very awesome. I think she's going to be the new It Girl, as far as I'm concerned, because without her, knowing what she knows, I probably would have just screamed and had a breakdown.
Well, seemed like a fantastic event. I gotta say, it was a huge stack. It was like a building of toys, which was really the whole premise, the point of the event. Guys, this was the 15th annual MMPA in 2014, the MMPA Toy Drive at the Rally Studios of all places, which those of you that are not in the Los Angeles area, that is right next to Paramount Pictures. And the studio is almost as big as Paramount Pictures. It takes up most of Melrose. It's a very, very big studio. It was on the lot of Rally Studios. It was a fantastic event. And the Marines themselves were actually there carrying the toys, and we shot footage of them taking the toys and bringing them over. So the toys did go directly to the Marines company institute situation that you guys worked with. I got the card of the guys. We're going to be blogging information on exactly where those toys went. There was amazing performances. Very, very talented people. There was actually some very high profile people that I knew, that I recognized, that were there. And so every event, everything, you guys don't see this because not a lot of people will tell you the ins and outs and the real deal of how this stuff goes down. But there was mistakes, there was things. But it's a professional organization and a team that knows how to deal with those mistakes, knows how to deal with those speed bumps, and knows how to get around them. I mean, when I got there, I was bombarded with highs, hellos, kisses, hugs, and slaps in the faces and pull, and my arms being pulled and a little bit of everything. But it turned out at the end of the night, the kids
were most
and
important.
Were the most important part, and what was being done happened. The results of what was being done happened. There was a lot of toys. I know that people were praising us for what we did. So, you know, shout outs to Jarvey and MMPA for doing what they did. CMT and Easy Way, CMT Solutions and Easy Way Broadcasting was glad to help. I'm proud to be on the board and do what we can. Cheryl, you're the magic maker behind the scenes. You don't get enough recognition for what you do. So I wanted to make sure we brought you on. By the way, we also do have my vice president, Dante Obligation, which actually, I'm going to give him a little bit of praise. Dante's whole family runs the city and county of Los Angeles. Dante, go ahead and tell them what I mean.
I have a handful of servicemen that came home from the armed services and joined the police department, went all the way through the police department, reached chief status, and now are basically politicians in L.A. So
all right.
When you grow up around a family like that, nothing that you will ever do, and Easy can attest to this, nothing that you will ever do will outdo what our dads did. It just won't happen. They served, and then they gave a lifetime of commitment to the service and the cause. And here we are, you know, when I compare myself to them, I feel like I'm just playing around, you know. I try to take what I'm doing seriously. Then I look at them and I think, oh, Jesus, am I still playing around? My gosh. Trying to catch them, you know, you just they're that mountain in front of you, that arduous task that you have to traverse to get to their level. But what it does is it keeps you focused. I know what you do in your particular job. It sounds like your job is easy, and it's hard. I mean, putting out fires, you're used to putting out fires, and I'm sure when you first started, you probably thought, oh gosh, how am I going to do this? But now it's just you just do it. It's the easy way. There you go. When people ask you how you do it, girl, you probably go, I just do it the easy way, you know.
The easy way. I have the same joy, and I concur with what you said about trying to fill our parents, the forefathers, to try to give back and stand in their shoes and try to give back to the community and, you know, to the organizations as much as our parents put in. And that's my dream. That's why I do it, is to set, I guess, a precedent so others that will follow us will have it a little easier and a little more information so we can keep this thing going.
We put it in our kids and they just carry it on. You know, it's like when you first have a kid and you look at your spouse and you think, you know, how are we going to do this? And then you blink your eyes and they're 18 years old and they're graduating high school and you ask, and then you ask the question, how do we just do that?
Yes. It goes so fast. It just goes so fast. And I, too, want to commend the awesome help, the awesome support that I get in working with anybody that works with these functions. And before I got involved, it just looked so easy on TV. Everything just looked so easy and, you know, not a care in the world. But when I found out what goes into making something for us to see or tell us about your lives or whatever, it's a lot that goes into it. So I take my hat off for you, your fathers, and all the fathers out there that have served for the country. And I also commend you and Eric for bringing in a new way. I think it's the same material or the same idea, but you guys just delivered it in such an awesome way that it's more compatible for the young people that are out there in the business today.
Right.
I appreciate you guys.
Cheryl, we appreciate you, and now we have to get to our next segment, which is called Turbo Time with Michael Shrimp. Boogaloo Shrimp is actually, he was in Breaking 1 and Breaking 2. He was the star of the movie. He's worked with Michael Jackson. It goes on and on. He's a legend in the dance world, and he's got a lot of really cool things to tell us. He just was out of town. He's got some things he told me behind the scenes, so hopefully he'll tell you guys. Cheryl, you're amazing. Keep up the good work, and we will be calling on you when we produce our next event. And, if you follow us, you'll know what we got going on. We really appreciate you.
I follow you, and I support you.
Thank you. We support you back, Cheryl. So, guys, Cheryl Jones, check her out. How do people, to your Facebook, Twitter, how do people follow you if they'd like to?
You can follow me at SJ Jones at Facebook or Gmail. And my, what is that thing we have now? The email is SJ Jones 98 SJ. Oh God, I don't even know. I am so sorry. It's sjbad98@yahoo.com or Gmail.
Well, there it is, guys. So if you want to follow her, there's the information. Cheryl, we appreciate you. You're welcome to stay on and listen to the segment. There's got another 10 minutes left in the show. It's a really fun segment. All right, guys, so you're listening to Easy Talk Live, Easy Way. We do it the easy way here on Easy Way Broadcast and powered by WTV Networks on Blog Talk Radio. Hashtag Easy Way. All right, here we go.
And now, breaking news with Chuck.
Wrong one. Here we go.
Maybe drop it low. I'll bring it back, love. I promise I'll be good. I won't back, love. I love the way she move it, the way she wants her feet.
Easy way, easy way, easy way, easy way. Are you guys ready for the new Easy Way Broadcasting segment, Turbo Time, with your host, the star of Breaking 1 and Breaking 2, Michael Boogaloo Shrimp Chambers?
Hello, everybody. How y'all doing?
We're doing good, Michael. We're doing good. We are on the radio, so unfortunately they can't respond back. They're listening, but we're doing good, man. So tell us what's popping in the turbo time world.
Oh man, a whole lot. It's really it is a really beautiful time. We are embarking next month on the anniversary of Breaking 2, Electric Boogaloo, which is really cool. I just got off an interview with ESPN, okay, and they're doing this whole – there's a documentary coming out called Breaking Electric Boogaloo, The Untold Story. Check it out on Facebook. And they're going to pretty much do a whole story on the producer and director, Menachem Golan, who just passed away, and his executive, Yoram Globus. They're going to go into the backstory of what their film company was about. You know, I mean, they did movies like The Delta Force. You know, a lot of movies that people had maybe seen, you know, real quick, and they went on DVD, but they had a lot of really serious stars like Richard Chamberlain and Charles Bronson, and the list goes on. So I was just glad that, you know, to be a part of that arsenal of films that they coughed out. So we're embarking on the anniversary of Electric Boogaloo starting January. January 2nd will be my first official job with Thump Records. You can come down to West Covina, California, and they're going to do a meet and greet at one of their new stores. Thump Records has a new store that's going to be launching their gear and probably some really, really cool CDs, so you want to check that out. And also, there's been a really interesting buzz around the country because the governor of Washington State declared November Hip Hop History Month. When he declared that, they did a screening of the film at the Jimi Hendrix Experience Museum. So that was just, like, pretty wild. So that resonated in Seattle and all the other surrounding communities. And it's really neat to see the pictures that are coming through on the Internet. There's been a lot of Electric Boogaloo parodies. If you go on YouTube, they even have a Electric Boogaloo Twilight parody where we're, like, you got Bella and you got her battling. It's just pretty wild. Go on YouTube and check it out. But this is a fun time. And I think, Eric, between you and I, one thing that I love about this show, it's not so much about me, but, you know, your show is universal and it's international. And Breaking 2, when it got released on DVD a few years ago in a box set, it did very well in Japan, Korea, and in London, and Australia. So I've been getting pictures from Adelaide, Australia, and London, where people, you know, they're committing the movie, and the message, even though they may say that the story's cheesy, the message right now with the way that the country's going is the racial harmony with inner-city kids. See, we filmed on location in East Los Angeles, just outside of Hollywood. And those communities are still there. Between the blacks and the Latinos and some of the kids who grew up in the well-to-do neighbors like Westwood or West L.A. or Santa Monica, in the movie Breaking 2, even though it's a fantasy, it's something in the mindset of the kids right now that are being plagued by all these negative images on the media with racial tension. Breaking 2 it's a fantasy that still upholds to this day where, you know what, these young kids who are into skating and Wheeze and into dubstep, they can look at that movie and go, you know what, my neighbor has the same skin color as me. I'm going to put my tunes on. We could share iTunes instead of sharing bullets, more or less. And the thing is, I really think that's real close to my heart and what Easy Way stands about, because we've both been involved. Yourself, you've been involved in helping the community and reaching out to kids. And I just did a real big show in Everett, Washington, which was it was a musical spectacular, and it was helping special needs kids in a dance program. And we had like the community food banks, and I was with a notable brain surgeon, Dr. Sanford Wright, and some other delegates, even the mayor of Washington State, Ray Stevenson, you know, he and a bunch of delegates, we all got together and we did a show, and it was to raise funds and to raise awareness to help special needs kids, you know, get into a dance program and then pass out food. So, you know, still the premise of Electric Boogaloo is, you know, once again, through dance, we're saving the community. So, it's been a wonderful year, you know, and I look forward to, you know, more people looking at the films, you know, and understanding that those were the foundations of some of your hit films, like the Step It Up movies and the whole dubstep YouTube buzz where everybody's dancing again. This is a really good time for dance, and it's also a good time to use dance and music as a uniting force to help people, you know, and like yourself. The Easy Way Broadcasting is, you know, it's almost like the Lionel Richie song, you know, easy like a Sunday morning, well, easy like a Thursday morning. If you start your day off with a positive vibe, you know, then the rest of the day is going to be gravy. It's going to be wonderful. So this is what we're about. We're going to do it the easy way. We're going to be positive, and we're going to ride this weekend out. Yeah, Eric.
I appreciate it, man. Well, that sounds awesome about Thump Records and the other things that you're doing. Easy Way may be involved in the whole Thump Records movement in 2015. And, you know, we just recently got with Soul Central Magazine and Genesis Radio Birmingham. So,
cool.
Boo, I want you to do me a favor and say your name and your Turbo, your Boogaloo Shrimp, and give a shout out to you know, with conviction, to Soul Central Magazine, as well as Genesis Radio Birmingham, because they're our Easy Way UK facilitators right now, and I want them to hear that and you know, pop you on their stuff.
Yeah. Okay. Ready?
Yep. Go for it.
This is Boogaloo. This is Michael Boogaloo Shrimp Chambers, also known as Turbo from the movie Breaking. I want to give a special shout-out to Soul Central Magazine for keeping it hype and keeping everybody up to date on the latest in the 411. Much love keeping the elements of hip-hop real and R&B and everything else in fashion. And I also want to give a shout-out to Genesis Music in Birmingham. Much love to you guys, and thank you for all the worldwide support keeping the elements of hip-hop very real. The DJing, the graffiti, the scratching, the fashion, even the lingo. And much love to everybody who supports the art of popping and breakdancing and anything else that hits the dance floor. Peace, and doing it the easy way.
Yes, sir. I appreciate that. All right. So, Boogaloo, we'll see you tomorrow at Sam Sarfong's private birthday. You'll see the post on Instagram. You guys have been listening to Easy Talk Live, Easy Way. We do it the easy way. We get live here on Easy Way Broadcast and powered by WTV Networks, only on Blog Talk Radio for now. But things are going to definitely change next year. We'll still stay with Blog Talk, but we're going to be syndicated and hitting a lot of other platforms. You guys can follow us at Easy Way Broadcasting on Facebook or Easy Way Broadcast on Twitter. You can follow me at ERICZULEY on Twitter. Same thing at Instagram. We love you guys. And remember, we are not much without our wonderful fans. Tune in next week. We got a really cool show. Actually, wait. Next week might be Christmas Eve. If next week is Christmas Eve, no, there's no show Christmas Eve. Merry Christmas, everybody. Happy holidays. We'll catch you guys in the new year. Hashtag Easy Way. Don't forget it. Love you guys. Tune in next year. Happy New Year to everybody from all of our Easy Way family. Everybody out there, we love you guys for tuning in. Please tell your friends about Easy Way, and we'll catch you next time. Easy Way. Broadcasting, powered by WTV Networks. When you're done, do it the hard way, do it the easy way.
Much love to Paul Jackson and Bill Walker.
You have been listening to Easy Talk and doing it the easy way on Easy Way Broadcasting with your host, internationally known radio and TV personality, actor, producer, and social media expert, Eric Easy Zuli. His work has been recognized by Congress. The city and county of Los Angeles have honored him with an award in his name. To find out more about Eric and Easy Way Broadcasting, follow him on Twitter at Eric Zuli and check him out on HollywoodItGuy.com. Thank you for listening.